The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 1st Chapter, Text Number 3, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 6, 1973, in New Delhi, India.
Translation: The lifetime of such envious householders is passed at night, either in sleeping or in sex indulgence, and in the daytime, either in making money or maintaining family members.
Nidra hyati natyam babayena cha babaya divachati hayarajam kutumma bharanenava. This is the description of the persons who are blind, apasatamatatattam. Yesterday we have discussed this verse. Apasatam means one who does not see. Apasatam, pasati. Pasati means one who sees. And apasati, one who does not see, blind. So, there are two kinds of men within the world. Pasati, apasati. Simply having the eyes, one cannot see. This is not, because our senses are imperfect. We see every day the sun just like a small disc. But it is not a small disc. It is 1400,000 times bigger than this planet. Therefore, our sensual perception is not all. That is not perfect. We are deficient. We commit mistake. We are illusion. We cheat, and our senses are perfect, imperfect. As such, there is no possibility of having perfect knowledge by conditioned soul. That is not possible. We have to receive knowledge, therefore, from the Supreme Perfect. That is real knowledge. Just like we have got experience, nobody knows that there is soul. Nobody knows. But we have to receive the knowledge from the perfect person, Krishna. Krishna says there is soul. Dehinasmin tatha dehi kumara jovanam tatha dehantram pra. Ahi asmin dehe, in this body, there is the proprietor of the body, the soul. But if we want to see, some rascal said, show me where is soul. He cannot see because he has no eyes to see. These modern materialistic person, they want to see everything, but he does not understand that his seeing power is very limited. If the light is off immediately, he cannot see. So what is the value of your eyes? Why you are so much proud to see everything? Can you show me God? Can you show me the soul? You cannot see. You have no eyes to see. And what you cannot see, you can hear. Just like a blind man is sitting, he cannot see. Somebody comes, he inquires, who has come here? Now, if somebody says, it is such and such person, by hearing only, he can understand, oh, such and such person has come. So, seeing is not extremely perfect experience. There are other senses. So, which is beyond the sense perception, you have to hear. Therefore, Vedic knowledge is called Shruti. You have to hear, not by seeing. Simply by hearing. Sarvanam. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasivanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasam Sakham Atman Vedanam. If you want to know the Supreme, then you have to hear from Him. Just like about Krishna, we have to hear from Him. Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita, Krishna speaking everything, all Vedic knowledge is Krishna. Krishna speaking. How Krishna speaking, that is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Tene Brahma Rida Adikavai. Krishna spoke to Brahma. Adikavi means Brahma. He spoke to him. But if somebody said, Brahma, when Brahma was born from the lotus flower, there was nobody there. So how he could hear from anybody? Therefore, Bhagavad says, Tene Brahma Rida. Rida means through the heart. Through the heart. He was educated. Therefore, Krishna's another name is Chaitya Guru. Chaitya Guru means the Guru who is sitting within your heart. Chaitya Guru. But he does not speak to anyone. He speaks to everyone. But only the devotee can hear. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Tesam satatajuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam jino mamupajantiti. Unless you are a devotee, unless you are constantly engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, He will not speak to you. He speaks, but you cannot hear. You have no ears to hear Him. That is not possible. Krishna is speaking. There is a Krishna is speaking in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam braja. It is open speaking, but who is hearing? Nobody is hearing. Nobody is hearing. They have got their own conception of life. Therefore, unless there is mercy of Krishna, there is no possibility of understanding Krishna. Atasya Krishna Namadi Navhaved Graiham Indriyai. By your this blunt material senses, you cannot understand what is the name of Krishna. Namadi. That's all right. Atasya Krishna Namadi. That's all right. Why you're bothering? Atasya Krishna Namadi Navhaved Graiham Indriyai. In this blunt material senses, you cannot understand what is this Hare Krishna Mantra. It requires purification of the senses when you will understand what is Krishna's name, Namadi. What is Krishna's form? What is Krishna's quality? What is Krishna's entourage? What is Krishna's pastime? You cannot understand. How you will be understanding? Sevan mukhe hi juvhado swayam eva spurattada. When you are engaged in the loving service of the Lord, beginning with your tongue, Sevan mukhi hi juvhado, by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra and taking prasadam. In this way, gradually, when you will be purified, you will understand what is Krishna. He will reveal. Krishna reveals. Naham prakasa sarvasya yogamaya samabhrita. For others, he is covered with yogamayas, curtain. But for the devotees, he is open. This is the secret. Vedesu dullabha adur labhato bhaktau. If you simply study Vedas, you'll never be able to understand Krishna. Therefore, so many so-called Vedantis, they do not know what is Krishna. They consider Krishna as ordinary human being. Abhijananti mana mūḍhā mānasimitanuvāsita. So the mūḍhās, the rascals, they cannot understand Krishna. Only the devotees. Bhaktyāvāma abhijānāti jāvāñjaschāmi tattata. If you want to understand Krishna in truth, then you will have to accept this process, bhakti. Krishna never said that by jnana, by yoga, by karma, you can understand. No. Bhaktyamam vijanati. Javan jaschami tattva. Tato maam tattva to gatya visati tad anantaram. These things are. So, the grihamedis, as I have described last night, they are not interested. Grihamedis. Apasatam atva tattvam. Griheshu grihamedina. Griheshu grihamedina. Those who are simply attached to this bodily conception of life, they are unable to see the truth. Apasatam atva tattvam. They cannot see. Their only business is, that is described here, nidrayahyate natyam. Yes, coming to that. Their business is this apasyata matva tattvam. Those who are blind, those who cannot see the atma tattvam, what I am. Such persons, their, what is their business, occupation? That is the distinction between devotee and non-devotee. A non-devotee, he is very much happy by sleeping. We have seen it practically in Western countries, you know very well. If they can sleep 5 hours instead of 24 hours, they are very happy. They think that they are getting some profit. Not only Western countries, I have seen long, about 50 years ago, in Calcutta, the office peons, they took letters for distributing to other men. But what do they do? They sleep at Dalhousie Square with the peon book. I have seen. They thought that this sleeping is our gain. We are getting a salary, that is another gain. But because without working, I am sleeping now for 3 hours in Dalhousie Square, it is also another gain. So this is the conception of the disturb kare. Isko kya le aaya? Itu samjhega nahi kuch. So sleeping is also pleasure. But for the devotees, for advanced devotees, just like Goswami is in Vrindavan, Sirup Sanatan Bhattaraguna, they conquered over sleeping. Nidrahara vihara kadu vijitau. Vijitau, they conquered over sleeping. That is required. Just like Arjuna is at his Gurakesha, he conquered over sleeping. To conquer over sleeping is the success of life. Not to be servant of sleeping. That is not required. That is for the conditioned soul. Nidraya hyate natyam. For conditioned soul, therefore we have to practice. Nidra aro viharakadi vijito. Si gauranga gunanubat. Gunanu vannane saddhannito nidrahara viharakadi vijito chattanto dinauchajo. This is the description of the Goswami. Rupa Goswami used to sleep generally 1.5 hours only. And that is also sometimes not sleeping. That is the description in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, to increase sleeping is no qualification. To decrease sleeping. Ahara nidra bhayamaithunancha samannametat pasubhi narana. Eating, sleeping, sex life and defending, this business is meant for the animals. So we have got the animal portion of our life because we are animals. Unless we come to the Krishna consciousness point, we are simply animals. Those who are working on the bodily concept of life, whole day and night, they are simply animals. Their business is to sleep as much as possible at night. Nidra hyate naktam. Otherwise, babayena chavavaya. Babaya means sex. Two business at night. Either sex indulgence or sleep. This is atma-tattam apashyatam. Those who are awakened to the atma-tattam, they will simply think, how much time I have wasted. That is, abhartha-kalattam. Abhartha-kalattam. A devotee should be always alert whether he is wasting time or utilizing time. That is devotee's business. This nidra-hyate-naktam or babayena-cha-bhavaya, this is wasting life, wasting time. It should be minimized as far as possible. This is not required. This is the bodily necessities of life. And we have to come to the spiritual platform. We have to be engaged only in spiritual activities. But those who are not interested in self-realization, there must be some engagement. There are two things, Krishna or Maya. Just like darkness and light. Where there is Krishna, there is no darkness. Krishna surya sama maya andhaka. Maya is just like darkness. And Krishna is just like sunlight. So as soon as there is sunlight, there is no darkness. Just like this is night. What does it mean, night? Means there is no sunlight. Sunlight is there in the other part of this globe. But here there is no sunlight, therefore it is darkness. Similarly, as soon as we are not Krishna conscious, there is Maya. Immediately. Either Maya or Krishna consciousness. If you are not in Krishna consciousness, then you should understand that you are in Maya. And if you are in Krishna consciousness, then there is no Maya. Māmi majap prabhadante, māyā mi tāṁ tadantate. These are the open description. Anyone who is fully surrendered to Krishna, he has no maya. Now, this does not mean that we shall completely exclude sleeping. That does not. Just like Goswamis, they were liberated person, but they are also sleeping. Because we have got this body, sleeping, rest is necessary. But we cannot neglect this body. But not that we shall increase the necessities of life, increase the necessities of the body. That is Rupa Goswami has given nirbandhe Krishna sambandhe yukta vairagamiti. We have to mold our life in such a way. What is that? Anasaktasya viṣayāṁ yatharam upajanyata. This is viṣaya. Viṣaya means this ahara nidra bhaya maitra. This is called viṣaya. Viṣaya does not mean one is very rich man, he is viṣayi. No. Anyone, he may be very poor man, if he is attached to this eating, sleeping, mating and defending only, he is a viṣayi. The Lochandas Thakur says, viṣaya chariya serase mojiya. One has to gradually give up, minimize this viṣaya. Viṣaya means ahara nidra bhaya maitra. So Rupa Goswami gives the instruction, anāsaktasya viṣayān, anāsakta, no attachment. Sleeping required, but not for attachment. Somebody is living for sleeping. And somebody is sleeping just to give a rest to the body. Similarly, eating also. Eating is not private. You have to eat because you have got this body. But not that simply for eating I am living. This is called yukta vairagya. Rupa Goswami says, anāsaktasya viṣayān, don't be attached to the viṣaya. eating, sleeping, that I have to eat so much, I have to satisfy my palate, I have to eat this thing in the restaurant. No, you eat simply just to keep your body fit, not extra. Atyaharo prayasasya prajalpo niyamagra. Don't eat more than it is required for maintaining your body. Similarly, don't sleep more as much as is required for maintaining your... Don't have sex life more than it is required. They are allowed. Just like Krishna said, that sex life, which is not against religious principle, that is sex life against religion, what is that? Avaidha Strishanga. Avaidha, illicit sex life, that is against religious principle. Otherwise, to get married and to beget nice children, Krishna conscious children, according to Shastra, that sex life is not forbidden. Krishna said, dharma virodhi kama aham, which is not against religious principle, that kama, that kind of lust I am, but not for other purposes. In this we have to mold our life. If we actually interested to become free from this janma mrityu jarabhyadi dukkha dosha anudarsana, if we actually want to get free from the repetition of birth, death, old age and disease, that is our real problem. People do not understand that this is our real problem. They are simply engaged in some temporary problem. The real problem is, then why I am dying? In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, na hannate hannamane sarire, the soul does not die even after the destruction of this body. So why my body should be destroyed? This is real inquiry. Why can I not get a permanent body which will never be destroyed? Yes, you'll get takta deham punarjanma naiti mahamiti kaunti akrasansi. You'll get a permanent body. After giving up this body, takta deham punarjanma naiti, you do not get again material body. Then where shall I go? Mahamiti, you come to me. If you go back to home, back to Krishna, then as Krishna has got eternal body, never to be destroyed. Similarly, Krishna has got eternal body. You don't think that Krishna has got a body like us. Just like Krishna, when he was inquired by Arjuna, Krishna said that this Bhagavad Gita philosophy, I spoke first of all to the sun god, that you have calculated, it is about 400 millions of years ago, he said. How does he remember? That means he does not change his body. We forget because just like in our last past birth, now I can remember, not all, but some of my incidences of my life I remember. But I do not remember anything of my past life. Death means forgetting about the past. Because I have changed my body, I have forgotten. But anyone who does not change his body, he does not forget. That is the proof that Krishna's body is not ordinary body. Anyone who thinks Krishna as one of us, he is a mūḍha, abhajānanti māga mūḍha. Abhajananti māng mūḍhā mānuṣim tanu māsita. Because he comes just like a human being, we consider that he is also a human being. So, it is a great science. Therefore, Parikṣit Maharaj inquired about Krishna and Sukadeva Goswami is describing and he immediately said, Bariyāne sate prasna, your question is very glorified. Jadr loka hitam. It will be bhayane sate prasna krito loka hitam jat. Bhayane sate prasna krito loka hitam nipa atma vi sammato pungsan. Srotobhyadi is Japara. Krishna prasna and Krishna answer. So answer is Srotobhya. So Srotobhyadi we are hearing so many answers. Just like you go to the market, we are question and answer. There are so many questions, so many answers. But this Krishna question and Krishna answer, Srotobhyadi is Japara. Para means superior or transcendental. This is not material things. Narayana para of bhaktya. Anything about Narayana, that is not of this material world. That is of the spiritual world. Therefore, Krishna question and Krishna answers, they are not material things. Therefore, if we always engage ourselves in Krishna question and Krishna answer, Savanam Kirtanam, Vishnu, that way it is called Vishnu. Not that any other Savanam Kirtanam, only Vishnu. Vishnu means Vishnu Tattva, Ramadi Murtisu Kalanyamena Tishthan. Vishnu Tattva means Ramadi Murti. Ram, Nishinga, Baraha, Krishna, there are so many, they are described. That Vishnu Tattva. Vishnu Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Shakti Tattva, there are different tattvas. So, Samanam Kirtanam, if you engage yourself in Samanam Kirtanam, that should be for Vishnu, not for anyone else. Samanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Smaranam, Smaranam, meditation, that is also Vishnu. The yogis, those who are actually yogis, they meditate upon the Vishnu Murti within the heart. Dhyanavasthita tadgatena manusha apasyanti jam yogino. Yogi, they are meditation, Vishnu. This Krishna prasna, Krishna question and Krishna answer, this is lokahitam. Anyone hears, in another place, Sri Bhagavat says, Sinnathan Sapatha Krishna Punna Savana Kirtan. About Krishna, if you hear and speak, it is automatically Punna Savana Kirtan. As it is said, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. So, this Savanam Krishna Vishnu means Punna. Punna Savana Kirtan. Even if you do not understand anything, if you simply sit down silently and give oral reception to the sound vibration of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you become Purva. Punna Savana Kirtan. Sinnathang Sakata Krishna Punna Savana Kirtan. Simply by hearing, you become pious. Because we are all impious. Unless we are impious, we don't accept this material body. Then maybe the difference of degrees, that does not matter. Anyone who has come to this material world, he is to be considered as impious. Therefore, Krishna says, Aham tva sarva pape bhava prasa. Because all of us are now in this material body means there is papa. Otherwise, why there is? Just like in the prison house, anyone, he may be Gandhi or he may be a small pickpocket. Anyone who is in the prison house, it is to be considered that he is criminal. He is a criminal in the eyes of the government. We may worship Gandhi, that's all right, or any political leader. But government thinks that he is a criminal. Similarly, we have to accept the government's decision. Krishna's decision. Krishna's decision is that anyone who is in this material world, beginning from Brahma down to the small ant, somehow or other, they are criminal. Krishna bhuliya jivi bhogavan chakare, pasate maya thare japotya. The maya's business is to capture. Just like criminal is arrested by the police. Similarly, Maya is also engaged for this purpose. Anyone who forgets Krishna, anyone who wants to enjoy enjoy life, imitate like Krishna. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Bhoktaram jankutamasam sarulokumahasram. He is the enjoyer. But we are imitating. Sometimes we say, I am Krishna, I am God. This is our disease. We want to imitate Krishna, we want to become Krishna, we want to enjoy like Krishna. This is going on. So long we have got this propensity, we are sinful. This is the substance. Therefore Krishna says, Aṅtvā sarva pāpe bhava. If you surrender unto me, because you have rebelled against me, rebelling against me, you have come to this material world to enjoy. So I have given you all chances. I have given you the chance to become Brahma, to become Indra, become Chandra, to become Nixon, to become Gandhi, to become Jawaharlal Nehru, to become ant, to become cat, to become dog. I have given you all chances. And you have enjoyed. But you are not satisfied. Now, if you have got sense, just surrender. Sarva dharma paritajya mamekam saranam. Ahamtva sarva pāpibhama khushyāna. If you actually want real happiness, then you surrender to me, I will give you protection from this sinful reaction of life. So, those who are very grossly sinful, their business is sleeping. Nidra hyate naktam, to sleep at night, or to indulge sex life. Bhavayana cha bhavaya means sex life. So, bhavayana cha bhavaya, the bhavaya means duration of life. The more you indulge in sex life, your duration of life is reduced. That is the scientific method. Therefore, the yogis, they give up sex life. It is very great science. The breathing. During sex life, there is more breathing. So, the more you misuse your breathing, your duration of life is reduced. And if you can preserve this breathing, then you can increase your duration of life. Why people are dying nowadays? 50 years, 60 years, 70 years? No, one should live for at least 100 years. But because they unduly indulge in sex life, they die early. Their duration of life is reduced. So these people, apashyatam atma-tattvam, those who are ignorant of the atma-tattvam, they indulge in nidra-hyate-naktam-bhava-inachva. This is their night's business. And day's business, what is the day's business? Jiva-charthi-hayarajam. During daytime, where is money? Go here, go there, go there, go there. All right, take money, then have to utilize it. Na, kutumba bharane nava. Then go to the shop, purchase this thing for my wife, for my children, for this, for that. So, money earned and spent and night, sleeping and mating, then where is your time for cultivating Krishna consciousness? This is the position. Therefore, people are in darkness. One should be very serious to understand the teachings of Bhagavatam. Then he will actually make profit and make his successful life. Nittanga Bhagavata Sevaya. Nitya Vijuktam. This Krishna consciousness movement is meant for engaging the people 24 hours in Krishna consciousness. 24 hours. Not that partial. 23 hours and 60 minutes I was spoil myself in this nidra hyate naktam and for 15 minutes I make some Krishna consciousness. No, not like that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, kirtaniya sadahari. Dinadipi sunitina tarorupi sahisna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Sada means 24 hours. You should have to mold your life in such a way that 24 hours you will be thinking of Krishna. Manmana bhava man bhakta. That will make your life happy. Thank you very much. Thank you.